Next Kina is Kina Yud Zayin 17. Im Tochalna Nashim Piryam Olalei Tipuchim. If it could happen that women eat their children, talks about different horrors that befell the Jewish people. Women cook their children. No money. They're going to die. What's this doing here? Why do we have to think about this? Why is that important? How does that help us mourn the Beis HaMikdash? The pasuk says in the Haftorah to Parshas Maaseh, the second parak of Yirmiyahu, Tiasreich Ra'aseich, your evil shall castigate you, reprimand you seriously. Mashvosayich Tochichuch, your waywardness shall humble you, chasten you. And you'll know and you'll see how bad and bitter it is that you left the ways of Hashem. The pasuk is teaching us something which I know I've used. It's difficult to feel the pain of the Beis HaMikdash. We never experienced it. We never saw it. We could read about it, we could imagine it, but it's hard to feel pain, to cry about something that you can't connect to, you don't know about. The pasuk is saying something to us very important. When you look at the difficulties that befall the Jewish people, you read about it, things that happen now, this week, this month, this year, and you think about it, and you're like, oh, that's horrible. So Rabbi Reuven Bauman, 35 years old, young children, tries to save a child from drowning, and he himself gets sucked in by a tide and dies. And when you think about that and the pain of his wife, of his parents, my wife's first cousin was sitting Shiva for him. That we correlate to, that pain, that tsar, is very difficult. The pasuk is saying that feeling that you have, that's the feeling of what it means when you leave the ways of Hashem. It's that feeling of pain, of, can't even express what the feeling is, of tsar. That's the exact measure of what it means when we leave the way of Hashem. We had mass shootings this year, many different places, in shuls. Imagine someone walking into a shul, just murdering people right before Bris Mila. It pains us in a very, 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 very deep way. Just a few days ago, a young boy learning in yeshiva, about to go to the army, gets murdered for no reason. What's that like for his siblings, for his parents, for the community, for the entire Jewish people? When we read the news and we see it and we hear about it, we feel it. Just last night, we got home from late at night from yeshiva. I didn't have my phone with me from because of Shabbos, but I got home and I saw a message. That friend of mine passed away right before Shabbos. Brian Galbert, son I've been davening for a long time. 7 children, young family. Levi is today. And you think about these painful moments. And you feel for the family, you feel for the loss that we all have. So the pasuk is telling us that these yisurin, these pains that we have, is an exact reflection of how painful it is to be away from Hashem. Therefore, this kina is placed here because the one who arranged the kinos knew that we're normal human beings and it's hard for us to connect to something so long ago. So if we think about things that we can relate to, we can relate to a mother eating her child, we can relate to people being pulled by their hair, dragged in the street. You can relate to that and think about that and say, whoa, this is horrible. This is really bad. And realize that that feeling is the same feeling of how bad it is to be distanced from Hashem. That's the feeling of the pain of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was indicative of the distance that we were from Hashem. So as we say this kina, everyone try to think of something in their own lives, something that they can very much relate to. And realize the mourning and the feelings are very big and could help us mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.